18 after 7, there'll be people listening who currently have a loved one who is addicted to crystal methamphetamine, and the thought of them not being addicted would be a wonderful idea. Associate Professor Victoria Manning, Head of Research and Workforce Development at Turning Point. Professor, good morning to you.
Good morning.
We're being told, we read this morning, that brain training can help overcome addiction to ice. How does that work?
Well, essentially, this is a very new form of brain training that targets the sort of more subconscious automatic processes that we know can maintain addictive states. So it's thought that over time we become sensitized to cues in the environment that become paired or associated with the pleasurable effects of using drugs. And these become very easily activated or rapidly activated. And this induces a level of craving, which then leads to use. And whilst most treatments like psychological intervention, CBT, motivational interviewing, things like that, really target the conscious processes, this form of brain training really targets the sort of processing that happens at a more subconscious level.
Does the person have to be motivated to want to beat the addiction before this will work?
I think motivation is a key characteristic of successful treatment generally, but I guess what's slightly different about this form of brain training is that it's sort of reversing the tendency to move towards drug and alcohol cues at a more subconscious level. So through the training itself, it's sort of retraining that tendency to approach rather than avoid drug and alcohol cues that are associated with the pleasurable effects of using.
In other words, if you get rid of the craving, getting rid of the craving is an important part of getting rid of the addiction.
Definitely. We know craving is one of the most strongest predictors of relapse in people who are trying to quit methamphetamine use, alcohol use, or any other substance. And so if we can dampen the brain's automatic tendency to sort of hone in on those cues, and which elicits craving, then that should help people, either use less or not be in a position where they don't respond to those kind of internal states.
So is the brain training, if I read it accurately this morning, that when you have a craving or you have a cue to think about crystal methamphetamine, you instead think about a Jerusalem artichoke?
Yeah. Well, we used fruits and vegetables in this feasibility study because we couldn't really think of what would be a suitable alternative image or picture to sort of train them to move towards. We're essentially replacing the automatic tendency to approach methamphetamine with an automatic tendency to avoid methamphetamine with an automatic tendency to approach a neutral or positive cue. And when we've done this with alcohol, we train clients to approach soft drinks because there's an obvious alternative to alcoholic drinks. But in the case of methamphetamine, we were not sure exactly what we should be using. But in a current trial that we're running, we're actually using positive images. So at the same time as we're training participants to avoid methamphetamine cues, we're training them to approach positive and personally meaningful cues. So it could be images of that represent family, goals, travel, security, getting a job, that sort of thing. So we use fruit and veg because it was the healthy alternative. And really, at that stage, we were just testing whether it's acceptable, whether it's feasible, whether we can even do this during methamphetamine withdrawal.
Okay, have you got a website, Turning Point?
We do, yes. So it's www.turningpoint.org. I should probably know that.
We'll find out for you. We think it's turningpoint.org.au. Good on you, Professor. Because there'll be people who will have someone that they think could benefit from that. It's and out of the 7:30 news, there's a study this morning in relation to eating that says a brief period of healthy eating could provide long-term improvements to your mood. I'll ask the question out of 7:30. What automatically puts you in a good mood?
Give me 10 burgers right now.
That's Michaela. 22 after 7.